Home sales set more records last month. The government says sales of new homes in July rose a strong 6.7%. Existing home sales also were higher. This pervasive strength has prompted debate about whether a real estate bubble is building. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
In the past year, home prices have soared in many parts of the country. Prices are up 29.5% on Long Island, 21% in San Diego. They've also posted double-digit gains in Boston, Chicago, and Miami. Nationwide, prices have risen 7% from a year ago. David LeRae is chief economist for the National Association of Realtors.
As long as mortgage rates hover near historic lows or at historic lows, the housing sector will continue its record-setting pace. When interest rates begin to creep upward is when the demand for home buying begins to slow.
The interest rate on a 30-year home loan is now just over 6.25%. However, it isn't just big cities where home prices have been on a roll. Paul Lindsay is with Coldwell Banker and is president of the local Realtors Association in Tucson, Arizona. Prices of new homes there are up 18% from last year. He says along with lower mortgage rates, low unemployment has also helped to keep the housing market strong.
We have almost 1 million people in our metropolitan area, but you're not going to have enormous layoffs like you've seen in some areas that are just going to push thousands of people out of the housing market. You just don't have that sort of a dynamic here in Tucson.
Many homeowners are taking great comfort from their newfound real estate wealth at a time their stock portfolios have plummeted. But there are some who say a similar fate may await the housing market. Ian Morris is chief U.S. economist for HSBC Securities in New York. He views the housing market as a bubble ready to burst, most likely sometime in the next 12 months.
Historically, housing has tended to be the most cyclically sensitive part of the economy. So even though the structural factors might be positive, let's not forget about the cycle. And right now, the cyclical conditions are booming. And one day, boom will turn into bust.
Others, however, say they expect housing prices to stay strong before gradually leveling off in 2003. National Association of Realtors economist David LeRae says for the time being, buyers won't pass up the low interest rates.
They're making homes more affordable for the low-income households, and they're buying homes at record numbers, and that's increasing pressure on home prices, not only because of increased demand, but because of a lean supply of inventory.
And that's kept many builders on the move as they put up new homes to keep up with ongoing demand. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.